No one and no entity can stop the spread of the ideology of resistance. It crosses all borders, barriers, languages, peoples, and continents. The philosophy of resistance is based on a natural need of mankind, which is freedom. Not the freedom that's defined as doing whatever you want to do and having no limits, but true freedom. The freedom that was given to us by our Creator in being able to think freely and react freely, not to allow ourselves to be oppressed and not to allow any entity to alienate us from our beliefs. We must oppose oppression for ourselves and others. We must be slaves of our Creator only and no one else. This picture is at an Australian train station. And the picture that you're watching is of Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance leader, Mar Imad Mughniyeh, who was killed in a terrorist attack by Zionist agents in 2008. He was a threat to Tel Aviv and Washington because he epitomized what Imam Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet, said, and that is death with dignity is better than life with humiliation. This is the ideology that those who are against truth and justice fear. This is the ideology of the resistance that we saw Imam Hussein carry out in the desert of Karbala more than 1,300 years ago. And we see it living on today and growing. The ideology of resistance can't be stopped, nor can it ever be defeated.